Hi everyone, welcome to the Living Open podcast for mystics and seekers. My name is Erin, I'm a Philly-based healing artist and witch, and I am the host of this podcast, so welcome. I am honestly so happy and so overwhelmed with gratitude. Several of you have sent me your Spotify top podcast thing, whatever. I guess today that I'm recording this is the day that Spotify came out with their like past year roundups. And some of you have sent me pictures that this podcast was your top podcast of the year, most listened to. And that just makes my heart really happy. So I'm so grateful for all of you. I hope I say that enough. I hope you know how loved you are and how appreciated you are. And it really is an honor to create this show for you. So today I wanted to talk about rest. I sort of mentioned this, I think, in the last episode, but this episode is all about rest, unpacking rest, questions around rest, thinking about, working with, etc. rest. We're in the dark moon time of the year. This is the waning part of the year. And the invitation of this time of year is to rest, to let go, to soften, to dive into the darkness and the depths and the shadow. And specifically, the invitation we're going to talk about is rest. And besides that, I really wanted to talk about rest because I mentioned this in the last episode, but I've had some hormone things I've been working on with a naturopath, and my main instruction from her, besides like some herbal remedies and things like that, which have been lovely, is that I need to rest. And so it's been really fascinating to be uncovering some beliefs around rest and realizing how my ego really blocks me from resting. And the things that have come up around that, like being afraid to fall behind or feeling like I need to prove my worthiness, prove my like right to exist, to take up space in the world by making things, doing things, being quote unquote productive. So that's why we're talking about rest. But before we get into the rest of the episode, I want to let you know that the Yule online breathwork ceremony is happening. I asked you on Instagram if you wanted it, so a ton of you said yes, so it is happening, and I'm really excited. So you're invited to come honor the turning of the wheel, honor the cyclical nature, the seasonal nature of life on Yule, also called the winter solstice, with me online at 11 a.m. Eastern. So there will be a recording sent, so even if you can't make it live, it's all good. You can register and do the recording later. Someone actually just messaged me today that they didn't join they signed up for the Samhain experience, which was the last sort of Wheel of the Year experience that I did. Yeah, obviously, because that was the last Sabbath, but that they didn't make it live, but they did the recording, and they've been doing it a couple of times since and just did it last night and have really loved it. So that makes me really happy as well. And that's one of the beautiful things about it is you get the recording, so you can do it multiple times. So a little bit about Yule. Yule is softening us into the darkest day of the year. It's the longest night, the shortest day, and it's also inviting us to welcome in the light because that's where the balance begins to shift, right? The day after Yule, we start to get a little more light each day. So to me, it's a really beautiful time for a final release of whatever it is we don't want to carry into this next year, this next decade. Somehow, it's a new decade with us. And also planting seeds, right, for what we want to cultivate in the coming lighter days, in the coming year, for more love, more softness, more rest, whatever it is you're desiring. So we're going to do a grounding meditation. I'm going to share more in depth about the invitation of Yule and a message channeled through the tarot for the group, which will be specific to the people who have said yes to this container. And we're going to do a really deep breathwork experience to shed what needs to be shed and plant those seeds of rebirth for the light season. And you're also going to get a Yule ritual that you can do later that day to honor the sacred flame within. So come join us using breathwork and community in this container to transmute emotional blocks and stuck energy and old stories into deeper connection to self and connection to our hearts and our intuition and our power to really set the stage for the coming year and for the lighter days. So there is some early bird pricing available for a couple more days as you're listening to this. Or maybe if you're listening to this when it comes out, you can get early bird pricing still. So check it out, link in the description. I would love to have you. So back to rest. Under capitalism, we are literally supposed to be working all the time, right? Our worth as human beings is directly measured by the amount of work that we do, by the amount of money we make, by what we produce, and how much we live up to these standards of capitalism. Rest is not valued, it's not honored, it's seen as, in quotes, lazy, bad, unnecessary. And I really feel like lack of rest is sort of a badge of honor, something that we're supposed to aspire to. Like busyness is a badge of honor, something to aspire to. Like the less sleep you can function on, the less rest you can have and still be productive, like the better. Some of you might follow the Nap Ministry on Instagram, which is amazing. It's run by Trisha Hersey on Instagram. It's a great follow. I'll link them in the description. And in a recent post, they wrote, I'm quoting directly, "One of the biggest lies that we must unlearn immediately, napping is lazy. To truly resist and create a consistent rest practice rooted in liberation, we must believe that naps are generative spaces of freedom. Everything starts from this truth." Fuck yeah, I love that so much. And to me, when I think about resting, it's not just napping, although of course that's one way to rest. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. But so when I'm reading this, I'm feeling into rest, believing that rest is a generative space of freedom. Everything starts from this truth. And I just love that. They're an amazing account to follow, so definitely check them out if you don't already. And I also want to honor that resting is in some ways a privilege. So those in poverty are often not able to rest, right? When you're working a minimum wage job with a family to support or something like that, it's a huge privilege to have the time and space to rest. And also some of us are forced to rest, those of us who might be chronically ill, who may have a disability, etc. So it's a nuanced conversation, and I don't have all the answers. I'm not pretending to have all the answers here, but I do want to open a dialogue around this and want to acknowledge that privilege is also intrinsic to this conversation about rest. And this is a practice that I learned from Amanda Yates Garcia that I want to share because I think it's really important. So whenever we're working with something, manifesting, casting a spell for something, doing ritual for something, whatever it is, doing it not just for us, but for all. So for example, if you're manifesting a new apartment, part of your spell being to call in safe and affordable housing for all, not just you. So to me, same thing with rest, right? May we all have time and space for rest. May we all create deeper access to ourselves through softness, through slowness, through stillness. May we all be able to deprogram ourselves from capitalism and have the time and space and money to honor our body's needs. So rest for me, rest for you, rest for all. So I have some things to offer for you that you might like to try around rest. And then a meditation at the end of the episode as well to connect with rest and tell your nervous system that it's safe to rest. So I have a couple of questions for you that you might want to explore. You could do this as a tarot spread. You could draw a card for each question, or you could just write in your, not just, but, or you could write in your journal. Do some writing around these questions. Honestly, I've really returned to a deep writing practice this season, and that's an intention I want to continue to nurture throughout the winter, coming back to writing. And some of you might not know this about me. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast, but I've always been a huge writer. As a kid, I would spend hours writing stories. I wrote a novel when I was in sixth grade and seventh grade, maybe. I was super nerdy and I loved writing, and my best friend in fifth grade and I would go to the library at recess to write poems with each other, and we made a poetry book together. So anyways, I've gotten away from writing for personal work, not for zines, not for Instagram, not for anyone else's consumption. I've sort of gotten away from a personal writing practice over the past couple years, and it feels really good to come back. So that's a tangent, but here are the questions that you can explore with the tarot, with your journal. Why is it difficult for me to rest? What do I believe about rest? What underlying need does not resting meet for me? How can I meet this need in another way? A new, more helpful belief about rest that I can bring in and incorporate. How can I make more space in my life for rest? And another practice that's been really helpful for me that I also want to invite you to do is make a list of what feels restful to you. So for me, some of the things on that list, and maybe this will inspire you as well, but some of the things on my list of things that feels restful to me, things that feel restful to me, are soaking in the tub, maybe with some oils, maybe burning some candles, but taking baths feels really restful for me. Laying down, listening to music, stretching out on my yoga bolster, listening to music or a podcast or metaphysical class, something like that. Sleep, of course, naps, sleeping more, acupuncture, I swear to God, it's the most relaxed I've ever been in my entire life. This is a big self-care intention that I'm bringing throughout this season as well. I've booked a ton of acupuncture, which I'm able to do because I have an amazing community acupuncture place in my neighborhood. If you're in Philly, I go to Barefoot Community Acupuncture. Jenny is the best. But seriously, I love it. I just relax in the chair and stare at the ceiling for a while and fall asleep. I always fall asleep, and it's the most restful experience. So that's on my list. Wearing comfy clothes. Right now, I actually just got a new pair of red fluffy slippers, and even though I'm not resting right now, it just feels so lovely, like such a treat to be wearing something comfy and have my feet in these, like, beautiful slippers. So reading, specifically reading books that aren't, like, reading fiction, reading books that are relaxing, reading books that are not related to my work, that feels really restful. Watching movies, TV, documentaries, that kind of stuff. Painting feels really restful. Laying down, meditating, sitting up, not restful for me. Meditating, laying down, doing a trance journey, laying down, any of that, like, that feels super restful and lovely, especially because it's restful for my mind too, right? Doing breath work can feel really restful for me. It sort of depends, but sometimes I do have really chill breath work experiences where I just get gentle with the breath, and that feels really lovely. Sitting outside and just looking around, breathing, not doing anything, just looking, just being. And I mean, sitting inside too, just like I mentioned, staring at the ceiling with acupuncture, but just like staring at the ceiling, staring at the wall, like whatever, just letting myself detox from receiving information and from doing, so restful. And getting massage, so getting massage from my massage therapist, who I really try and see once a month, or making Brian massage me, or giving myself some massage, rubbing my feet, rubbing my shoulders, that kind of stuff, that feels super restful for me as well. So maybe making that list for yourself, what feels restful to me, and seeing if you can bring, how you can bring more of that into your life, how you can create more space for rest, even if it's just like, okay, I give myself 5 extra minutes to sleep in, or maybe I give myself 5 minutes to lay on my yoga bolster. I just love my yoga bolster. To lay with my heart open on my yoga bolster in the middle of the day and just chill the fuck out and detox from receiving information or talking. Maybe I just rub my feet for a couple of minutes before I go to bed, and that feels super restful. Or maybe I take a nap for 5 hours, and that's amazing. Good for you if you're able to make the time for that. That's impressive and amazing. So, making a list, beautiful, love it. Tack it on your bulletin board, your cork board, your bathroom mirror, whatever. Putting it somewhere where you will remember. Rest is important, rest matters, rest is integral. I deserve rest. And so now I want to bring us into a little meditation around rest. So if you're in a space where you can't meditate right now, if you're, I don't know, driving or you're sitting on the subway, wherever you are, if you're not able to drop into meditation, that's okay. You can pause this, come back to it later. If you are, I recommend laying down. And let's just start to notice the breath. Noticing how the breath feels in your body. Deepening the breath. Nice big inhales into the belly. Exhales out of the mouth. Keeping with that nice deep breath. Just shifting your focus away from the external. Everything going on outside of you. Your to-dos, your should-dos, whatever. Into the internal. The realm of the body. The breath. The heart. Letting each breath take you inward more deeply. Letting each breath relax you into your body. Letting every exhale melt away any stress, tension in your body, in your mind. Inhaling through the nose. Nice big exhale through the mouth. And once you feel grounded, once you feel centered, you feel like all of you is really here. Starting to invite in the part of you that is afraid to rest. Maybe in your mind's eye, seeing them sitting across from you, laying next to you, rolled over on your sides. Seeing this part of you that is afraid to rest. And asking them, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid to rest? What are you believing about rest? What were you told about rest? Just listening, breathing deep. Telling this part of you, it is safe to rest. Telling them whatever else they need to hear from you to help them release their fears. You won't fall behind. You won't lose love. You are still worthy. Give them what they need. Invite them to let the fear go. Telling them, thank you. Thank you for revealing yourself to me, for sharing with me. Thank you for being part of me. I honor you. And it's not your fault that you're afraid to rest, that you want to stop me from resting. It's not your fault. It's okay. I love you. A couple more nice deep breaths. Maybe wrapping your arms around yourself, giving yourself a gentle hug. Maybe committing to one restful thing you can do today. Whether that's going to sleep a little earlier, canceling a plan, staring at the ceiling for 5 minutes. What gift of rest can you give yourself today? One more deep breath into your heart, filling yourself up with love, with compassion. Exhale out of the mouth. And whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Or maybe you stay here, your rest begins now, you fall asleep. Beautiful. Thank you all for being here. I hope you're able to create some beautiful time and space for rest. If you're on the Patreon page, I'm going to have this meditation as a downloadable file up on there for you. Sending you love, and stay tuned for a new episode out on Monday, as usual.